Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, me llamo Lizzie.
Hey everyone, I'm Alan.
Newbie Series Lesson Number 8.
I'm thirsty. Hey everybody, and welcome to all of you near and far. Here we are, agglomerated together in this weird podcast community. Aren't we breaking paradigms here? It's strange. 10 years ago, this would not have been possible. Also, I want to give a special welcome to my co-host, Lizzie Estoyar. Lizzie, how are you doing?
Fine, Alana. Hola a todos. Es un gusto saludarlos.
So everyone, turn up the volume, put on your headphones, load up the PDF. You're listening to the 8th lesson of the Newbie Series, coming to you on demand from SpanishPod101.com.
Get on the inside track of learning Spanish with us.
We invite you to study and learn with us the language and culture of Latin America and Spain. Boy, there are so many different regional forms of Spanish. What makes SpanishPod101.com a little bit different is that we try to touch upon the diversity of the languages. If you come to Peru, you'll hear one form of Spanish. Go to Colombia, you'll hear another. Argentina, another. Spain, yet another. Lizzie, let me ask you, I mean, you're mm-hmm. Peruvian. If you hear a Mexican speak, can you, identify them as being from Mexico?
Por supuesto, claro. Órale, mano.
And what about somebody from Argentina? Can you pick up on that?
Difieren totalmente. Che, vos, fíjate. Si hablan de una manera increíble.
That's right. So that's what Spanish Pod tries to touch upon. They're all different, but they're all valid.
Thanks for being with us today. What are we discussing, Alan?
Well, today we're going to be looking at the verbs beber and tomar, both of which mean to drink.
This conversation takes place on the streets of Cali, Colombia, where Gustavo and Jaime are looking for something to drink.
Liz, have you ever been to Colombia?
No, me gustaría ir algún día, pero conozco gente colombiana bella y además me fascinan cantantes como Juanes, Carlos Vives, Shakira, de allí. And you?
Yeah, I went to Cartagena last year and I really want to recommend that to any of you travelers out there. Cartagena is a beautiful colonial walled city. Oh, there's fortresses, great restaurants. The nightlife is a lot of fun. And beaches, just tremendous beaches. It's a great, great place to visit. Okay, well, getting back to work, we're going to listen to a short conversation. The goal here is to try to imagine yourself there. Close your eyes and let this conversation transport you into the Spanish-speaking world. Here we go.
Tengo mucha sed.
Yo también tengo sed.
¿Quieres una bebida?
Sí, quiero tomar un jugo.
And now, slower.
Una vez más, esta vez lentamente.
Tengo mucha sed.
Yo también tengo sed.
¿Quieres una bebida?
Sí. Quiero tomar un jugo.
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
Tengo mucha sed.
I'm really thirsty.
Yo también tengo sed.
I'm thirsty too.
¿Quieres una bebida?
Do you want a drink?
Sí, quiero tomar un jugo.
Yeah, I want to drink a juice.
Oof, just listening to this is making me thirsty. Hey, Liz, tell me. You probably have some favorite drinks. What are they?
Gaseosas, pero más me gustan los jugos, como los de piña. El de piña es mi favorito.
Ooh, so she likes pineapple juice and soda pops.
What about you, Alan?
Ooh, yeah, lots of drinks. Hey, Lizzie, by the way, I noticed you didn't mention any alcoholic drinks in your list of favorite drinks. You didn't mention the pisco sour, which is very famous here in Peru. But yeah, I would agree. I like those fruit juices, especially maracuyá. Carambola. Really, the choice is awesome. But there's one drink, Lizzie, that I see them preparing sometimes in the center of Lima, and I can't imagine drinking it. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No.
Let me give you a hint. Sometimes people drink this because they believe it helps their bronchial system if they're asthmatic. Now you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Emolientes.
No, not the emoliente.
No?
I'm talking about the extracto de rana. The extracto de rana is something that essentially it's an herbal base, but they will drop in a live frog. So it's like that joke, you know, what's red and green and goes 90 miles an hour, a frog in a blender. Well, now I know where that joke came from, Lizzie. And oh, I just get sick thinking about it. All right, it's time to break down some of today's vocab.
You got it.
So let's begin with...
Mucho.
Many, a lot.
Mucho, mucho.
Next we have...
Sed.
Thirst.
Sed, sed.
And then...
Uno, una.
Ah.
Uno, una, uno, una.
Next we'll hear...
Bebida.
Beverage, drink.
Bebida, bebida.
Next we'll listen to...
Querer.
To want.
Querer, querer.
And finally...
Jugo.
Juice.
Jugo, jugo.
Lizzie, before we move on, let's practice a bit of pronunciation. There's a great opportunity here. Today's word, jugo.
Jugo.
Now, as you see in today's PDF, this word is spelled J-U-G-O. Jugo. Listen to the way that the letter J kind of sounds like an H in English. Jugo.
Jugo.
But sometimes there's a kind of a rumble in the back of your throat, right? Jugo.
Jugo.
Okay, let's see how these words were used today, Liz. Where would you like to start?
I think mucho is as good a place as any.
Okay, so here, mucho means really, as in...
Tengo mucha sed.
I'm really thirsty. See, there's a level being expressed here.
What do you mean, a level?
Well, you can always say I'm thirsty, but there are times when you are really thirsty.
Right, so we would use the adjective mucho to express the severity of thirst.
Lizzie, would you say that mucho is a really common word in the Spanish language?
Oh yes, definitely. But there is something else to keep in mind.
What's that?
Mucho can also be used as an adverb and a noun.
Hey, good point. But baby steps, Liz. Let's cover that in a future lesson.
Okay, Alan, good idea. But let's at least remind anyone that, like all adjectives, mucho must always agree with a noun it modifies in gender and a number.
Right. Like if I wanted to say, hay muchos músicos en Argentina. There are a lot of musicians in Argentina. Mucho becomes muchos because...
The noun músicos is masculine and plural, which is why we use muchos with the OS ending.
Good explanation. Now let's look at sed.
Right. We see sed used twice in the conversation. Tengo mucha sed and yo también tengo sed.
I'm really thirsty and I'm thirsty too.
But that's not the literal translation.
No, it's not. The expression tener sed literally means to have thirst, but we usually translate it as to be thirsty.
You will find throughout the course of these lessons that the verb tener is used in a lot of different expressions.
And when it is, it usually can't be translated literally.
Language learning would be so easy if there were straight equivalents.
You've got that right. Hey, what's the next word?
Okay, the next vocabulary word is querer.
The verb querer means to want.
Now, there is something strange about this verb.
Right, strange as in irregular.
That means that its conjugations do not follow the same pattern as regular ER verbs like correr, beber, or temer.
So, like all irregular verbs, they have to be learned individually.
Nevertheless, the verb querer is very, very common in the Spanish language.
And so it should be learned as early as possible.
This is only lesson 8, so I think it's early enough. This brings us to the last vocabulary word today, which is jugo.
I love juice.
Quiero un jugo.
I want a juice. I always want juice. It's so much fresher in Latin America than in the States or Canada. Would you agree, Liz?
Completely, Alan. Además, aquí tenemos una variedad enorme de frutas exquisitas.
A huge variety, you're right. And always freshly squeezed. I don't think I've had reconstituted, thawed out orange juice once in my 13 years in Lima. It's always freshly squeezed. Anyway, we digress. Let's get back to it. Guys, in Spanish, we tend to say, I want a juice, as opposed to, I want some juice, which we say more commonly in English. For the sake of clarity, we will translate this usage literally, so that we remember the formation of the phrase.
Alan, what is your favorite fruit juice?
Oof, maracuyá. I love strawberry juice. Freshly made strawberry juice. And that old standby, orange juice. Time to get our mind off juice once again, and let's have a more thorough look at the grammar used in this lesson. Today we're going to look at the verb to drink.
In Spanish, there are two verbs that mean to drink.
They are beber and tomar.
This can be a little confusing at first.
Lizzie, which would you say of the two, beber and tomar, is used more commonly here in Lima?
Definitivamente, tomar.
So the verb beber is the more literal way to say to drink?
Yes, however, it is used in Spain much more than it is in Latin America.
The verb tomar means to take, and in Latin America, it's used to say to drink.
Kind of like the British tend to take their tea as those in the United States would drink it.
That's right, to take versus to drink. So, Lizzie, how is tomar used here?
Quiero tomar un jugo.
I want to drink a juice. So, if we were to translate this literally, we would say, I want to take a juice.
Is that commonly said in English?
Look, it's not unheard of in English, but what would probably be a much more common form is, I want to drink a juice.
Now again, this is how to drink is said in Latin America, and this conversation takes place in Cali, Colombia. But if it were to have taken place in, say, Barcelona, España, it would sound different.
How so?
Quiero beber un jugo.
I want to drink a juice. So you can see that the translation doesn't change.
In this case, there is no figurative meaning, as there was in the case of tomar. The verb beber is a literal way of saying to drink. It is from this verb that the noun bebida, which means beverage, is derived.
So remember, tomar in Latin America, beber in Spain, both of which mean to drink. But Lizzie, if I were in Latin America and I said, quiero beber un jugo, how do you think people would react to that?
Depends. Do you have an Iberian accent?
For the sake of argument, let's say no, I don't have an Iberian accent.
En realidad no hay problema porque ambas palabras se usan, pero definitivamente tomar es más común que beber.
Yeah, so it would seem a little odd, but people would understand me.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Now, from here, make sure you pick up the PDF for today's lesson. And also, guys, check out the Learning Center at SpanishPod101.com. Here you'll get all the tools you need to take your Spanish to the next level. And when you're ready to go above and beyond that, remember us here in Lima and come try out an immersion class at El Sol Spanish Language School. You can find us online at elsol.idiomasperu.com.
Alan, ha sido un verdadero gusto, como siempre.
De igual manera, Lizzie. It's always fun with you.
Chao a todos.
Take care, everybody.